Peace and salutations, and welcome to the first Gregorian calendar 2024 episode of Keeping It Real. In this episode, we are going to talk about what's going to save Palestine as we head into 2024. So we're talking about what's going to save Palestine, and you know, we thought, since we ended Gregorian calendar 2023 with Palestine, we thought, well, why don't we start Gregorian calendar 2024 with Palestine as well? It's quite poetic if you ask us, keeping it real, boys. So yes, we've all seen the incredibly loco genocide that the Israeli locos have waged upon the innocent Palestinian people as they went totally Israeli. I mean, it's something that we here across the world have never seen something like it. And to be honest with you, I'm pretty old, you know, I'm like pushing 59. Okay, so really, I have never seen something like this before, and the whole world has not seen something like this before. I mean, it's like over 3 months plus now that the Israeli locos have gone totally Israeli genocidal upon the Palestinian people since, October the 7th, Al-Aqsa Storm. You know, and it's like they've been killing people every single day. It's loco. Yeah, except for the few little ceasefire days in which they said, you know, oh, we're not going to attack anybody, but they just turned around and started attacking people in the West Bank instead of the Gaza Strip. And so it is really totally unbelievable because like 85% of the people in the Gaza Strip have no safe shelter as of the time that this episode was recorded. So that means like they're all homeless, you know, they got no place to live, in case some of you people don't understand keeping it real English out there. And unfortunately, the overwhelming majority of Palestinian children have been traumatized because, you know, they were like sleeping one day in their nice little comfortable beds, and then all of a sudden a bomb just dropped on their heads and they woke up and either mom was dead or dad was dead or both of them were dead. Traumatized for life. So anyways, we are talking about mass murder, weapons of mass destruction, aka the Israeli locals, because somebody has totally let the Israeli doggy loose on the Palestinians. Somebody, for God's sake, just chain up the Israeli doggy before it just destroys everything. Everything is already destroyed. What is there left to destroy?
That's your dark
humor. And I mean, no, on a serious note, there should be laws, and I think there are laws in the world that deal with this kind of stuff, right? When your doggy goes loco, and he goes and he bites an innocent person on the street, you know what I mean? Then, you know, you got to do a certain specific thing with the loco doggy, you know? And then the court gets the doggy master in trouble. There are laws, you know? So why is people not doing this in this situation?
Bring down the doggy.
Da, da, da. Bring down doggy. Okay, so we are going to stop digressing, if that is what we're actually doing here, even though personally I don't think we're digressing. This is all stuff that is very pertinent to the discussion at hand. The United Nations apparently made a huge mistake when they tried to legitimize the Israeli doggy way back when in the late 40s, even though in reality that's totally inaccurate because they really didn't legitimize anything because it wasn't a legitimate state in the beginning for it to be legitimized, if you guys are following what I'm saying.
Okay.
But still, we find the United Nations made a huge mistake. And present day, we are witnessing with our very own eyes what the Israeli locals will do to the Palestinians when they are in power. They will just kill them all. Mass massacre. Genocidal genocide. They're gonna, like we said, just kill them all. Kill every single one of them. Starve them to death. We don't care. Destroy the hospital so that the wounded people end up dying faster. And destroy the school so that the next generation is schoolless and uneducated and they just end up dying faster. And of course, destroy people's homes so that they got no place to have shelter and they just end up dying on the streets. And make sure to bomb the UN refugee camps and the non-UN refugee camps so that the refugees have no place to find refuge and they too
die on the streets.
And you know what? If the Christians got a problem with us not turning our other cheek, then hey, bomb the churches too so that they die as well. And please, somebody, do not forget to cut off fuel, gas, electricity, food, water. Just let them all die, these human animals.
I mean, okay, on a serious note, after that kind of a whatever bit we just did, but how is this guy seriously still in power after all the things that he said? You know what I mean? After all the things this guy has said, how in the world is... Why would you not just fire this guy already? Anyways, yeah, so now we perhaps were digressing. We are talking about what's gonna save Palestine. Because after this, you know, 3 month plus more genocidal campaign that has been going on, I mean, we really need to figure out what is gonna save Palestine. You know, we've all witnessed in this over 3.5 plus month long, whatever, genocidal campaign where Palestinian men, women, and children are being killed left and right indiscriminately. You know, like there's no racism here. They're just killing every Palestinian they can find, Christian, Muslim, you know, Jew, it doesn't matter. We find that, and yes, because overwhelmingly the vast majority of the innocent civilians that are being killed are Palestinian men, Palestinian women and children. And we have seen, you know, and by the way, this is not just about post-October 7th. This has been happening for over 70 years to the Palestinian men, women, and children. They've just been getting kicked around left and right. Killed, I don't know, murdered, homes destroyed, and farms destroyed, and I don't know, everything destroyed. For the last 70 years, the only thing is that, you know, all of a sudden the Israelis, you know, they went Israeli post October 7th, and it just, you know, like everything went totally out of control. And so what we're trying to say after we said all the stuff that we just said is that we have clearly witnessed that the United Nations has been totally incapable and has done absolutely nothing in this whole situation. UN is just another little doggy. And you know what's even crazier? Apparently, according to some statistics, you know, bring the article and stuff up there. Repeat. So apparently, according to statistics, the United Nations personnel that have been killed in this little Gaza onslaught is actually more than the number of Hamas commanders that the Israeli locals have killed. You know, go figure, UN doggy. And, well, of course, you have the United Kingdoms and France and Germania, you know, it's like, you know, what have these people done? Nothing. You know, it's like, oh, a couple of million Palestinians will die, it's no big deal. So we realize that the UK and France and Germany, they're just another bunch of doggies.
For sure.
And, of course, the Arab governments in the region, which unfortunately have done nothing. They're just also a bunch of doggies. We're using the word doggy a lot in this episode. It's because they are doggies. A doggy's not a bad thing. It's like one of the most favorite pets in America is to have a doggy. Psychological sophomore. And of course, the United States of America is, the owner of the loco Israeli doggy. And they're the ones that have left the loco doggy loose, unchained, unrestrained. And you know, they keep on vetoing resolutions to stop the Palestinian genocide and chain the loco doggy. So it seems like the only people that are helping the Palestinians are a handful of Muslim governments, which includes the president from Malaysia, he's a cool guy, and of course the Yemen movement, Sayyid Abdul Malik al-Houthi, and the Hezbollah movement, Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, and the Popular Mobilization Forces Unit, the PMU, Qataib Hezbollah, and of course the Islamic Republic of Iran. Yes, of course. So what is going to save Palestine? Alhamdulillah, the people all across the world have opened their eyes. They are seeing the reality on the ground and they are protesting everywhere. And all of it is in support of Palestine and the Palestinian movement and the Palestinian people. And it's all naturally, justly,
fairly, logically, truthfully against the local Israeli doggy and the American doggy owner. Okay, I just got a little time warning and I'm supposed to conclude the episode on what's going to save Palestine in a few minutes, so we were just getting started. Unfortunately. So listen up, dear compadres. After October the 7th, Gregorian calendar, and all of the stuff that we have said in the last, you know, previous whatever minutes that have gone by, hopefully you were paying attention, clearly and unequivocally, that means without a doubt, says that Israeli loco doggy cannot have power. They cannot have any power. And Israeli loco doggy can definitely not have a government. And of course, Israeli loco doggy needs to be put down, aka dismantled. It has to be dismantled for the sake of the Palestinian people and all of the people all across the world in general, wherever you are. And so yes, there's only one solution, and that's a democratic solution for all you democracy lovers out there. Personally, I'm a Wilayat al-Faqih kind of guy. So what's gonna save Palestine first and foremost is the liberation of all of Palestine. And then we need a good old public democratic referendum. A nitty gritty public democratic referendum. Yes, dear good people of the world, this is the only solution. Trust us. Because you should trust us. There needs to be a public democratic referendum of all native Palestinians, native Palestinian Muslims, native Palestinian Christians, native Palestinian Jews, and native Palestinian Palestinians. So we need to bring all the native Palestinians back from wherever they are to Palestine. And then, of course, have a good old nitty-gritty public democratic referendum. And keep in mind that the colonial settlers are not native Palestinians by any means necessary. And of course, this public referendum, which is going to be done in a very democratic manner, the purpose of the referendum is to decide on what kind of government should govern the land of Palestine. So a public referendum by native Palestinian Palestinians is clearly going to decide that the government of native Palestinian Palestine should be, you know, whatever the public referendum says. It's totally logical, fair, just, truthful, democratic, you know, I mean, everybody loves this solution. It's the best solution ever. It's better than the dumb Abraham Accords.
Sure.
And in the meantime, my dear compadres all across the world, the Al-Aqsa Store is just going to continue because the Palestinian Palestinians are just fighting for their freedom. Until that good old nitty-gritty public democratic referendum occurs. So the sooner, the better for all of us. Well, there you have it. What's gonna save Palestine? It is the dismantling of the loco Israeli regime.
No.
And a good old nitty-gritty public democratic referendum. So start demanding it wherever you are. We are keeping it real wherever you are. We've got more people in the studio.
I got my gang.
We got our gang. We got our peoples up in here. Keeping it real, boys. And to be honest with you, I'm pretty old, you know. I'm like pushing 59.
Probably more.
Yeah, it's good energy today. It's okay. Everybody in the room just kind of like freaking out. You're not supposed to laugh at that. This is, after we say Islamic Republic of Iran, you should bring in that really cool video that we did in one of the things, and it was like the real interesting music, and then the missiles underground. It's like, dun dun, dun dun, Islamic Republic of Iran, dun dun. So yes, we have, I shouldn't laugh when I say this, okay, sorry. A dog is not a bad thing. It's like one of the most favorite pets in America is to have a doggy. All right, that's it, boys. I'm thinking. That's it. This is all that it was. Yeah. In your language, yeta. In our language, that's it. In Farsi, mahamine. What other language do you know? In Spanish, esto es todo. Eso es lo que es.
Eso lo que.
Eso es lo que es. Hermano, hermana, amigo, palestino, yeah. Palestina.